And here we are, back for another hour of the early show, Monday, July 29th, 2019, 15, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. And it's now time for our big drawing of the Toby Keith tickets to the Ohio State Fair. But before we do that, we did have a call right there before we went to break. So does anybody want to call in and get in on this drawing before we do the drawing? Now will be the time. I'll give you about 2 minutes, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The questions are, who took over the Jack Parr Tonight Show the night that he walked off? Now, I'm not saying who took over permanently. I'm just saying who took over for the rest of the show the night that Jack Parr walked off. The second question, can anybody name the three cities where Phil Donahue did his show over the course of his 29-year run? Now, he did a lot of remotes, but I'm talking about the actual cities where he did his show, where the show was home-based. He was in one city for 9 years and the other two cities for 10 years apiece. Does anybody know those three cities? Can anybody tell me the final two guests on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show? The final two guests on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, which ran 30 years on the NBC television network. Does anybody know the answers? We had a call right before we went to break there, so if you call in the next minute and a half, we can get another entry into our Toby Keith Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything else to comment on, please feel free to call in. Do want to remind you, we will be entering more people to win tickets to all kinds of things going on at the Ohio State Fair. We have Toby Keith with special guest Jimmy Allen tonight. Tomorrow, Matthew West with special guest Matt Marr. REO Speedwagon with Night Ranger on Wednesday. The SOS Band with Midnight Star on Thursday. Bad Company with special guest Fog Hat on Friday. And on Saturday, it's the Big Happy Together Tour. The Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four, and the Cowsills. All right, those are the big shows we'll be giving tickets away to. Okay, last chance. If somebody wants to enter the Toby Keith contest, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to get in on this before we shake the bucket up here and make a drawing on these Toby Keith tickets? Remember, the questions are, who took over the Tonight Show the night that Jack Parr walked off? What three cities did Phil Donahue do his show from over the 29 years he was on the air? Who were Johnny Carson's final two guests on The Tonight Show, which ran for over 30 years on the NBC television network? 740-383-9944. We are live here, 19 minutes past 9 o'clock in the AM. All right, doesn't look like we're going to get any more takers on that, so we are going to go to the drawing for the Toby Keith tickets for tonight. All right. Let's see what we come up with here. Okay. Let's see what we get here. Betty Fields. Betty Fields is the winner of our Toby Keith tickets. So, Betty, you have until 10 o'clock this morning. It's 20 after 9 right now. But if you would like these Toby Keith tickets, you have about 40 minutes to get in here and get them. Betty Fields, the winner of our big Toby Keith tickets to the Ohio State Fair tonight. Now, Betty, if you're out there listening, or anybody knows Betty, if she doesn't want those tickets, call us quick and we will draw for another name. But right now, it's Betty Fields. And Betty has about 40 minutes to get in here and get the tickets. But if Betty, if you don't want them, let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because we do want to give these tickets to somebody else. We don't want them to go to waste. It's going to be a very big concert down in Columbus tonight with Toby Keith. So let us know. But Betty Fields is the winner as we have it right now. Now, we do have the tickets to Matthew West tomorrow that we are also giving away. So we are going to draw for those as well here. Now, these you wouldn't have to pick up until, you could pick these up today between 4 and 6. Or you could pick them up to, well, tomorrow we won't be here. Tomorrow we'll be at Panera Bread. So you have to get them tonight between 4 and 6. But here are the winners for the Matthew West tickets. Jeff Smith gets a pair of the Matthew West tickets. Let's see who else we have here. You know what? I'm just going to draw one at this point, and the other two sets we're going to hold on to for a little bit and see what happens with our first two drawings. But Betty Fields, you have got two tickets to the Toby Keith concert tonight, and Jeff Smith, you have got two tickets to Matthew West tomorrow night. Now again, you can pick those tickets up before 10 o'clock this morning or today between 2 and 4 p.m. Now, we'll go back to our trivia here this morning, this Monday morning. First morning of the early show here on WWGH Radio. And if you don't want the tickets to the Ohio State Fair, you can also win tickets to Zumbezi Bay. You can also win tickets to the Wild. You can also win tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, the Columbus Zoo. If you just want tickets to the Ohio State Fair to get in, we have those. So we have all kinds of things to give away. And the questions are, who took over when Jack Parr walked off The Tonight Show in the early 1960s? Does anybody remember who took over the show that night when Jack Parr walked off the set? Does anybody know the three cities that Phil Donahue did his show from? The three cities that Phil Donahue originated his show from over the 29-year run of his show. Also, who were Johnny Carson's final two guests? After a 30-year run on The Tonight Show, who were the final two guests that Johnny Carson had on the air? Does anybody know who they were? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We were also talking about teachers before we went to break there. Does anybody have a remembrance of a good teacher or a bad teacher or maybe a pivotal moment when it came to school, whether it was college or elementary or middle or high school, that changed their life? Is there any, are there any stories out there about a time when a teacher impacted your life? And also, a conversation that we were having earlier, what are the positive things about Marion? Positive places to go, positive things to do. There are a lot of things in Marion that I think people possibly don't know about. But, hopefully, by getting them out over the airwaves, people will learn about them. But does anybody know places, people, things that are going on in Marion that maybe other people would like to know about? You got to remember, everybody doesn't know everything that's going on in the community. And that's kind of interesting because I think sometimes we all think, hey, we all live here. We all know everything that's going on. But that is not always the case, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
The Phil Donahue Show, that was Dayton, Chicago, and New York, was it not?
Dayton, Chicago, and New York. You have got it right. And 29 years in three cities isn't too bad.
No, it isn't.
No. Would you like to go into the drawing?
No, I can't win.
Oh, no problem. Now, did you ever, were you a big fan of the Phil Donahue Show?
Oh, I watched it once in a while when I was off.
Yeah, he did some very interesting television.
Yes, he did.
And I don't think people realize that he started in Dayton, Ohio.
He was there about 9 years, I believe.
Yep, 9 years in Dayton, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, Dayton is another one of those cities where there are so many interesting things going on that I don't think people know about.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You, the caller has it right. It is Dayton, Chicago, and New York. Those are the three cities that the Phil Donahue Show originated from over its 29-year, almost 30-year run. 9 years in Dayton, Ohio, 10 years in Chicago, and 10 years in New York City. So, a good long run for legendary Phil Donahue. I think we got another call coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Was Bette Midler one of the last guests on Johnny's show?
Bette Midler was one of them. Do you know who the other one was?
No, but I don't know why she would be one of the last guests. Because, see, I never watched Johnny Carson.
Right.
I never watched him, but I remember on this show, I think you talked about it before. But no, I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
Bette...
I thought if somebody wants to win a ticket, now maybe they know the other part.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
To win something. Because when you're saying now, like, you can win the zoo tickets and stuff, but if you've won, you can't win again for 30 days, right?
Right, on the zoo tickets and the wild.
Yeah, I have to make sure, because sometimes you don't say that stuff, and I, you know, don't know. So I can't win anything, but I thought if somebody else knows the other part, maybe they could do that. And then I wanted to know, I don't know if you've been watching TV, but have you been seeing those fleas get dunked with that water?
What was that?
They're taking buckets and throwing it on police officers, and they're not doing anything. And little kids are doing it too, like little 8-year-old kids and younger. And especially New York, and now they said it's spreading to other cities, and the police just walk on. They're not doing anything. I don't know if they're afraid to or what. But yeah, they're just throwing buckets and hitting them and everything.
Buckets of water.
Yeah, you haven't seen that? Yeah, it showed it on the news where they're taking buckets and just drenching the police officers. One was even arresting somebody. And then they're, then they're mostly that, but they've got little kids. They don't look like they're 6, 8 years old. They're, I don't know if they have, some have squirt guns, but they're throwing water at them too. And it says it's from New York City. They're blaming that one mayor or something there because he doesn't do anything. And they say now it's spreading to other cities.
Hmm. I wonder what would be the reason that...
I don't know. But it's because the police aren't doing anything. It's making them, you know, look bad. And but it's making the people do that and stuff. And then I was... Because, you know, I haven't had TV for like over 2 years. So I've been watching this news. And they've got a group. I don't know what, you know, what race they are. But they come with masks and gear and everything, and they're just finding people and just beating them up.
Hmm. We're about to break here. Call back after the break, and we'll continue this conversation.
Want me to hold on?
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Bill Macy.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. National Night Out 2019 will be taking place on Tuesday, August the 6th. In Marion, it will be held at Grant Middle School, located at 420 Presidential Drive from 6 to 9 p.m. National Night Out is an event that is held all over the country on the same day. Block parties are held to promote police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. Grant Middle School will once again be the site of Marion's Block Party. In addition to being held on the grounds of Grant Middle School, Presidential Drive will be shut down to accommodate all of the activities the organizers have planned. Plan to bring your family to this great evening to listen to some hometown music, spend time with local law enforcement, and safety officials. Police and fire safety forces from around the county will be on hand with their safety vehicles. There will be a mascot dance-off, inflatables, a live band, food, and all of this is held at no cost. Fireworks will follow the festivities. This event is supported by the Marion Community Credit Union.
For the Marion, Ohio weather team, I'm Zach Fuller. A chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. today. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1981, 50 cattle, which weighing 800 pounds apiece, were killed by lightning near Vance, Alabama? The lightning struck a tree, then spread along the ground, killing all of the cattle. Marion, Ohio weather and the Marion News Network. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. To kickstart your work week, we'll see mostly sunny skies, a high near 88 degrees. We could see a possible shower or thunderstorm pop up after the 2 p.m. hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. After 10 p.m., a low around 68 degrees. For your Tuesday, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 p.m. Overall, mostly cloudy though, a high near 81 degrees. For your Wednesday, another 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m., then turning mostly sunny, a high near 81 degrees. And Thursday, sunny skies, a high near 82. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.
Back on this Monday, July 29th, 2019, 34 minutes past the hour. Betty Fields, we have your tickets here to the Toby Keith concert tonight at the Ohio State Fair. You have till 10 o'clock to pick those up. And Jeff Smith, you are a winner of the Matthew West tickets for tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. And you have today to pick those up until 10, 4 to 6 tonight, or tomorrow 4 to 6 if you can get down to the concert in time. But Betty, let us know if you want these Toby Keith tickets. 740-383-9944. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up after this show at 10:15 this morning, and we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you still there?
Yes. The group, it starts with an A, and there was a young guy in high school. He kind of joined it, and he got out after a while because they just do damage, and they have they don't have any thing to, they just do, just beat up people and just do destructive stuff. They have no,
no purpose?
No purpose, that's it. And if you get on, I watched this on Fox News, and then I wanted to tell you about this, too, and if you wanted to look at it. I don't know if you wanted to talk about it or not. The lady from Minnesota, I think her name's Omar, she was on, they ran her last week, and I'll call you about it, and now, guess this, She said we should be more fearful of white men because they have caused the most deaths in this country, and that they should be profiled and monitored. Now, aren't you not supposed to profile people?
Well,
it was in an interview she did, I don't know, but 2018. When you get on there, I have to scroll across, and then I find the little thing, and I hit it. And you can, you know, I guess you could watch it till they take it down. But she said other stuff, but I could only write in shorthand kind of what she said. But she said that the white man was what caused all these problems in this country, and that they should be monitored and profiled.
Well, that is an interesting thing to say, and that's the congresswoman?
She's Omar. Is she from Minnesota?
I cannot remember the state, but that could be.
Because when they get on that group of four and stuff, most politics, I just click it off. I don't listen to any of that stuff. But, yeah, if you get on there anytime, you can, if you have a, because I have that far stick, and then, you know, I can watch this stuff, you know, that they put on there over and over and over and stuff. But, yeah, the police aren't even supposed to profile. Now, she wants everybody to profile all these white men. That's going to be a job.
Well, it certainly is an interesting take on things. I don't know how that'll go, but I guess we'll all find out in the wash.
Well, she said she gave the interview in 2018, and I don't know whether somebody just found it. And I think Farstick, they find a lot of that stuff, too, and maybe they put it on. Well, Fox News must have found it, somebody, and they put it on there. But, yeah, I'm going to get off here because I just hate to see in the years to come what this country's going to look like. I have a feeling, to me, it's going to be total disaster, so.
Well, it's interesting times to live in, but thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
And if you have an opinion on anything, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. 37 coming up on 38 minutes past 9 o'clock here. Give us a ring. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have a comment on anything we've talked about this morning or anything that any of the other callers have talked about? Phone lines are open. 37 coming up on 38 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. We do have a pair of tickets to the Toby Keith concert tonight for Betty Fields. Betty, are you out there? Let us know if you want these tickets or can use them, because you have to pick them up in the next 22 minutes before 10 o'clock here. Or Jeff Smith, you have your tickets to Matthew West, but you can pick those up tonight because the concert is not till tomorrow. So you can pick those up tonight between 4 and 6. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp and Ron Feynman. Dr. Feynman coming up next hour. Politics certainly will be the topic du jour on that particular program. But we're still here for 22 more minutes. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Now, the questions on the table here are, who took over The Tonight Show with Jack Parr when Jack Parr walked off? The night that Jack Parr walked off his own show, who finished the broadcast? Does anybody know who that was? We've had that since early this morning. Who were Johnny Carson's final two guests on The Tonight Show? Does anybody know who his final two guests were? Now, I think we had a caller call in who gave us one of them, who was Bette Midler. But who was the other one? He had two guests on his final show, Bette Midler and somebody else. Who was the other one? Now, since we know Bette Midler, I'll throw in one more new question here. What song did Bette Midler sing to Johnny Carson on the final show? Not the final Tonight Show, but the final show where they had guests, which I think was the night before the final show. What was the last song that Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson right before the show wrapped up? It was a very emotional time for Johnny Carson. And that was interesting because Johnny Carson did not show a lot of emotion on the air. Now, we've also been talking about a lot of other subjects here this morning. Been talking about teachers, and what impact they have had on our lives? Does anybody have any interesting stories about a teacher that was prominent in their life, did something special, changed their life for the good or the bad? Does anybody have anything to say about Marion in general? A lot of good things we've talked about this morning, and I think that's hopefully where the conversation will go, because I think it's much more helpful to talk about the good things than the bad, and there are a lot of good things that are going on in Marion. You know, we do have the bad, but let's talk about some of the good things. I know there was a big event, I believe, over in Fair Park this past weekend. Did anybody go to the big event over in Fair Park this past weekend? I know it got a lot of attention, and I think was a very successful event. Does anybody know anything about that? Big air show coming up this September. That has seemingly just gotten bigger and bigger every year, which is great to see and hear. Harding Memorial, Harding Home. I'm always shocked how many people have not visited the Harding Home. That's always interesting to me. To live here in Marion, I'm certain that more people have probably visited the Harding Home from outside of Marion than who live in Marion. And what percentage do you think it is of people who actually live in Marion have visited the Harding Home? I know it took me a long time to get there. I don't think I got there till I was in my 20s. I don't remember visiting it when I was in my teens or younger days. But it's a place that everybody should see. I don't think it's open right now. Does anybody know if the Harding Home has opened back up yet? I know it was under construction, getting ready for the big 2020 event that's going to take place over there. Does anybody know if it's open yet? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. And boy, I hope somebody comes in for Betty Fields here, because we've got these tickets to Toby Keith that I would hate to see go to waste, because he is very popular country music star. Or if there's anybody out there who knows Betty Fields, have her give us a call, because we would love to get these tickets to her in some way, shape, or form. 740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6:30 to 10 a.m., we'll be live at Panera Bread out on Mount Vernon Avenue. What fun that broadcast should be. And then Wednesday morning from 8 to 10, right here in the studio, Charlie Evers and Jeff Ruth together, talking about 51 years of morning radio in Marion. The two men who were at the helm of those two programs. I believe Charlie did 68 to 81, and then Jeff did 81 to 89, and then I think Charlie came back and did 89 to 96, and then Jeff was there, I believe, 96 to 2019. So that was the run of morning radio in Marion. And before that, there were some interesting people who were on the air prior to 1968. I was trying to think of the gentleman's name who they always said was such a great morning man, and I cannot remember his name. He's passed away since, but I think he taught broadcasting at a college somewhere south of here, but I cannot remember his name. But I guess he was a really good all-around broadcaster, sports guy. I want to say Ed Pollen was his name, but that could be somebody else. Does anybody remember these names? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. And just generally, as we approach the last 15 minutes of the morning show, what have you thought of our first broadcast? Talk radio here in Marion, early in the morning? Has it been a good morning for you? 740-383-9944. We would be interested in hearing from you. Hope all the events at the Tallgrass Trail went well this past weekend. I know there were a lot of them. Now today, the 29th, there's bird watching. That started at 8 a.m., so that's already underway at the trailhead. And then Life Under a Log at Paradise at 6 p.m. Be discussing what a log is and the type of life that live there. Now, that'll be at the Marion Tallgrass Trail tonight at 6 p.m. Now, coming up on Wednesday at the Tallgrass Trail, there'll be a kids' discovery hike at Myers Woods at 1 p.m. and a night insect collecting event, 9:30 p.m. at Myers Woods on the 31st of July, coming up at the end of this month. That will round out the month at the Marion Tallgrass Trail. I do want to remind you, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be having an open house at her museum on August the 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. Museum's located at Primrose Retirement Community here in Marion, 1550 Wellness Drive. Free admission. Mary Ellen will be there herself to answer questions about the pictures and events going on during the open house. And again, that will be this coming, is that Friday, August the 2nd? Or August the 4th, excuse me, not be Sunday. August the 4th, Sunday, August the 4th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Primrose, 1550 Wellness Drive, Mary Ellen Withrow's open house. And that really is something to see. There are so many great artifacts and pictures and just very unique memorabilia you would not be able to see anywhere else except at Primrose of Mary Ellen's career. It's just fascinating. All right, 12 minutes left. Anybody with anything to say before we wrap it up here on this first day, first show? 740-383-9944. Are we going to get an answer to our trivia question about the person who took over the Tonight Show just for one night, the night that Jack Parr walked out? When Jack Parr walked off the Tonight Show, who took over that night? When he stormed out because of a joke that was censored about a WC. And you got to remember, WC means nothing to us in today's time. But back then, it was Wayfield Chapel and Water Closet. Now, a water closet was an outhouse. And somehow this joke, because Jack Parr said WC, got confused with Wayfield Chapel. And it got censored, ticked Jack Parr off. Jack Parr was kind of a, I don't know if you call him moody, but he was a neurotic type of guy. Good talk show host, but a neurotic type of guy. So he just decided to walk off the show. Back then, the Tonight Show was live. Does anybody know who picked up the pieces that night that Jack Parr walked off? That's the question. Who took over the show the night Jack Parr walked off? We also have the question, who were Johnny Carson's final two guests on The Tonight Show before he went off the air? Does anybody know? Now, one was Bette Midler. I think we got that as the morning has progressed. But who was the other? One was Bette Midler. Who was the other final guest on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show? And the question we just brought up a few minutes ago, what song did Bette Midler sing to Johnny Carson on the last Tonight Show that they had guests on? And I'm talking about the final song that she sang to him. She sang a few songs that night. But what was the final song that Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson as The Tonight Show was going off the air? Does anybody remember what that song was? Made Johnny Carson kind of emotional, and you did not see that very often. Johnny Carson was not known as the most emotional person in the world, but that brought some emotion out of him. What was the song that Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson? 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody again, tomorrow this program will emanate from Panera Bread, 6:30 in the morning until 10 in the morning. And then on Wednesday morning from 8 to 10, we'll be joined live in studio by Charlie Evers and Jeff Ruth, the men who helmed these morning talk programs for 51 years, the last 51 years, in Marion. That'll be a lot of fun to have Jeff and Charlie on Wednesday morning. Hope everybody has enjoyed the show this morning. I certainly have had a lot of fun with 8 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, just a guess here. How about Memories?
Not Memories, but that would have been a good song to end on.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It was not Memories, but the question is, what song did Bette Midler sing to Johnny Carson as his program was coming to a close? Now, she sang a few songs to him that night, but what was the final song that Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson right before the end of his historic run? Does anybody know? Who were Johnny Carson's final two guests on The Tonight Show? Now, we all know that one was Bette Midler, but who was the other one? Bette Midler and who were Johnny Carson's final two guests on The Tonight Show? Who took over the Jack Parr Tonight Show the night he walked off? Does anybody know? Now, here's what I'm going to do, because we have not heard from Betty Fields, and these Toby Keith tickets for tonight's Ohio State Fair are still here. So, is there anybody out there who would like these tickets? You have to pick them up here in the next half hour. And if Betty shows up, we have to give them to her, but we haven't heard anything from her. And we thought she would pick those up before 10 o'clock this morning. Is there anybody out there who would like and will use the tickets to see Toby Keith tonight at the Ohio State Fair? Now, if you have interest in that, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And Betty, if you're out there and you still want them, let us know. But we're getting down to the last 6 minutes here. So is there anybody who wants to see Toby Keith at the Ohio State Fair tonight who can come in and pick up these tickets today? Now, you can pick them up from 4 to 6 tonight as well. So I guess if you pick them up at 4, you would still have time to get to the concert by 7 down at the Ohio State Fair. And Jeff Smith, you've got your tickets to Matthew West. Now, that show is tomorrow, Tuesday, July the 30th. So, does anybody want the Toby Keith tickets for tonight? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers to our trivia questions? Who took over when Jack Parr walked off The Tonight Show? Who were Johnny Carson's final two guests? We're really just down to one on that, because we know one was Bette Midler. And what song did Bette Midler sing to Johnny Carson on his final show, the last few minutes? Does anybody know what that song was that made Johnny Carson emotional? A matter of fact, I just watched that recently, and he really did get emotional. And that was really fascinating to watch. 740-383-9944. 55 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock. We're coming up on the end of the first program today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I have had a lot of fun. It's been fun chatting with you, the listening audience, and learning as we've went along this morning. That's a lot of fun. Go ahead, caller.
I think Robin Williams was the second one with Bette Midler.
That's right. It was Robin Williams and Bette Midler were the final two guests on The Tonight Show. You have got it.
And I think the last song was one for the Run More for My Baby, One More for the Road.
That's right. Now, do you remember watching that show and watching
Yes.
Johnny get emotional? I could not, you know, he was a very stoic guy, so to see that was very interesting.
Yeah, I miss him. I watched him.
Yeah, it was a fantastic show. And, of course, Robin Williams was as funny as ever.
Ever, yes.
Yeah.
Great.
What his end, that was just so horrible what happened to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thank you for listening, and I thank
sure.
you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. That's right. All right. Well, we got two questions nailed right there. Robin Williams and Bette Midler were the final two guests on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, and the final song that Bette Midler sang to Johnny Carson was One More for My Baby, which made him very emotional. Hard to believe Johnny Carson was made emotional. Well, we've had five trivia questions answered this morning, but we still don't know the person who took over for Jack Parr when he walked off The Tonight Show back in the early 60s. When Jack Parr walked off the show, who took over? Does anybody want these Toby Keith tickets? Let me know. 2.5 minutes left to go. Now, our winner was Betty Fields, but we have not heard from Betty. And this concert for Toby Keith is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Ohio State Fair for Toby Keith. And we want somebody to go. So give me a call. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. And one of our ticket winners for the Matthew West concert, tickets to be picked up today between 4 and 6 p.m. on this Monday, was Jeff Smith. So a lot of stuff going on. Now remember, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Panera 6:30 until 10 a.m. And bear with us if there's any technical difficulties. Now, of course, we hope that there is not, but if there happens to be, just stick with us. We'll work them out tomorrow morning. And on Wednesday, Jeff Ruth and Charlie Evers live in studio together to talk about 51 years of hosting Morning Talk here in Marion. From 1968 to 2019, two men did it. It was Jeff Ruth and Charlie Evers, and they'll be along on Wednesday from 8 to 10 to discuss that time period in Morning Talk in Marion. All right. Anything left on this final our final minute of the first morning? 740-383-9944. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up right after this show, 10:15. You won't want to go anywhere. I certainly thank you for joining us for the first morning. I hope you tell your friends and your neighbors and your family and anybody else about this program, 6:30 to 10 o'clock every weekday morning. The early show right here on WWGH Radio, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. live. So we hope you wake up with us, because if you're not listening, highly unlikely we'll be doing it. So we'll see what happens from here on out. But I'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6:30. Adam Lepp coming up in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson, 10 to 12, and welcome your phone call.